to serve the Lord with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength, with all of your mind, with every being, with every part of your being. That's the decision that's it, that is of the utmost importance.
Amen.
Say, well, my situation. No. Stop. Please. I beg you. Stop. I beg you. Stop. Don't make excuses. Don't make excuses. Is today a day that will be remembered in eternity? Did you hear what I just said? Is today a day that will be remembered in eternity? You see, that could go good, that could go bad. Because there is an eternal heaven and there is an eternal hell. I pray that the decision that you make is not the decision to wait until a better time, a more convenient season, as King Agrippa said, as others have made, and said, well, I'll do that later, because later may never come.
Right.
Got a preacher just yesterday, Friday morning. He's made some very tragic, heartbreaking decisions that has led him away. It's horrifying. Divorce. Lost his church. Lost all kinds of things. And Friday morning, as they were driving down the road in Flagstaff, Arizona, they were going 40 miles an hour, pulling a trailer, and a semi-truck hit them at 70 miles an hour. It ejected their 10-year-old son out the window, and their truck rolled right over the top of them and killed them. You never know.
Right.
You never know what your decisions are going to really cost you. You may think it's all okay. You said, Pastor, you just said that to scare us. No. I'm just giving you the reality. I'm just giving you the facts that you never know the decisions that you make, how far they will take you away from God, and how they will affect your life forever. Do you realize that man could be in a totally different situation if he would have taken spiritual counsel? I know the situation, and there were men that were trying to help him, that were loving him and caring for him and begging him, don't do this. He said, I know what I'm doing. He took them all off of his board and his council of elders. He got rid of them all and said, I can do this on my own. Matter of fact, he was pastoring three thriving churches at the time. And that's what I believe was his demise, is he was trying to do everything. He got to a place where he was doing it all by himself. And they were thriving at one time. But when council came and said, you need to give that church to somebody else, and that you can't do this effectively, you can't. And it was just little things at the beginning. And he made decisions not to take heed. And I'm careful when I say this, but there's some folks even here today that you have blown off every single thing I've preached today. And yet I love you so much. And I would preach in such a way for you to get off of your high horse, get off of yourself and who you think you are, and submit yourself to God, and really start living for God in a submitted life. Because there's a lot of folks that can live for God in an arrogant way. And their demise, their fall will come. Not that I want that to happen. I don't want anybody to fall. You hear me? I want nobody to fall. I want nobody to end up in a bad situation. But that is why I'm giving you knowledge and understanding today. Don't make the wrong decision. As we stand this morning, nothing changes until something changes. And something is never going to change if you don't make a decision about some things in your life. And that of God being first and foremost in your life. I have decided to live for Him. There was a point in time where I said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I have gotten up the age now that my girls are older, and I realize I make no decisions for them. They make decisions for themselves, whether they are poor or whether they are right. They are going and are facing consequences of past decisions. Some people say, well, why don't you do this and why don't you do that? Well, there does come a time where they do have to learn on their own. They can't be having a constant decision because Daddy said so. And some may say, well, as long as they're under my house, bless God. Well, thank you very much. You do it your way, I'll do it my way, and that'll be cool. There's some things that I'm not going to tolerate. There's some things that I will, and I'm going to love them.
Yep. Yep.
Some of you have backslidden children. You're always going to love them.
Yep. Yep.
And you always do need to love them.
Right. Right.
They need to know that you always care.
Right. Right. Yes.
And even though you may not approve of their decisions,
right.
God may have to take them where He's got to take them to get them to a place where they will submit to God.
Exactly.
That's right.
Amen.
Sister Rita?
Yes, sir.
I want you to tell Naomi I've been praying for her a lot lately. Would you do that for me? Brother Benz, would you do that for me?
Yes, sir.
Tell that girl I've been praying for a lot. She's been on my mind a lot. I have decided, the title of my message has and is, I have decided, have you? I have decided, have you? Will you make the right spiritual decision today? Certain sound of the trumpet that's saying, come on now. decision settling in your heart today. You've been wandering here. You've been wandering there. Come on and make that decision today. Maybe it's been a long time. Maybe it's been a long time since you've really got a touch of the Holy Ghost in your life. Maybe you're the one that you've never ever received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And today is a good day to make that decision. Lord, I receive all that you have for me today. God, I receive it all over again. Maybe it's been a long time since you prayed through and got full of the Spirit of God. Maybe you're still floundering about making the decision of baptism in the wonderful name of Jesus. Let me tell you today, it's a good day. It's a good day. It's a good day to make your decision. It'll bring you heartache and pain. You're